things are falling today. Minnesota trails at Purdue 35-20. That's late in the third quarter. And earlier today, it was Michigan 24, Penn State 15. J.J. McCarthy just 7 of 8 for 60 yards. Blake Corum, 145 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns. Matt?
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Good timing. Camp Randall Stadium, Saturday afternoon. Time to jump around. This game has been going. That was a really good effort, don't you think?
There's still people here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's. It's never a good sign when the opposing team is really bouncing around and your home team is not.
Yep. Third down and 5 Northwestern at its own 34-yard line. First play from scrimmage of the fourth quarter. 24-3, Northwestern leads Wisconsin. Bryant takes a snap, looks left, throws left, and it's incomplete. Intended for Bryce Kurtz. Oh, Jordan Turner and Ricardo Holman. Both pretty close to getting one. Instead, it's an incomplete and a fourth down.
Great read by Jordan Turner there to see where the eyes of the quarterback were, and he read it. Unfortunately, I don't know if the throw was a little errant, unfortunately, because he had it all dialed in. That would have been a game, trying to get us back in the game type of play.
Renner on the punt, and the kick is away. Anthony drifting to his left, and he'll make the fair catch at the 23-yard line. 9 seconds gone by in the fourth quarter. That 43-yard punt has Wisconsin starting at its 23-yard line. We'll take a break. 14:51 remaining. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. That's bumper-to-bumper. We've got you covered. And thanks for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
Hey Badger fans, while we're celebrating today, there are over 21,000 Wisconsin veterans struggling to pay for rent and utilities. But you can make a difference in the lives of these Wisconsin heroes by donating to the Wisconsin Heat and Housing for Heroes Initiative today. Simply visit heatforheroes.org. That's heat, the number 4, heroes.org. Or by calling 800-891-9276.
Just Ask Touchdown tastes great teamwork. A successful farm tastes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/badgers. 9 seconds gone by in the fourth quarter. Northwestern leads Wisconsin 24-3. The Badgers will be starting at their 23-yard line.
Yeah, and at this point, you're obviously down 21. You're looking for something. You've had opportunities in this second half where the defense has stood up, gotten you the football, gotten you on short fields in Wisconsin for whatever reason, whether it was sacks or penalties, whatever it was, not able to go down and get points. So now you're sitting here, you got to go, what, 77 yards. You're in position. You have to just start with something. You can't get it all back on one play. You have to start getting first downs. You want to have something to feel good about. Regardless how the rest of this game goes, you need to have something you can feel good about, because right now there's not a lot when you're looking at this team offensively.
Cade Iacobelli remains the primary running back. Braylon Allen tried to give it a go, but it's not quite right. Is Mordecai looking to throw, trying to check it down to Iacobelli, and the pass is knocked down by the defensive lineman Sean McLaughlin. Incomplete. Second and 10 from the Badger 23.
Yeah, that's what you teach your guys. That was Wisconsin's O-line actually did a really nice job of kind of bucking up there and not letting any penetration get in. But the D lineman, when they get stoned at the line of scrimmage, get your hands up, patted that one down.
On second down and 10, Mordecai with a flag down, swings it right side, caught by Iacobelli across the 25-yard line, up to about the 26 or 27. Bryce Gallagher getting in there. First contact from Rod Hurd.
Well, offsides, maybe?
Yeah, penalty right at the snap. We'll wait to hear from referee Jerry McGinn. And here's the call. In a moment.
Offside. Defense, number 41, lined up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty, second down.
It's Jalen Pates. Grad students out of Chicago. Now so it'll be a second and 5.
Learned all about the neutral zone watching that Packer game last week with the football.
Yeah.
And the neutral zone is the football. And, nice to get one there.
Get educated every week, don't we? And second down, Mordecai hands off to Iacobelli across the 30-yard line. Cade up to about the 32 on a gain of 4. And it'll be a third down and 1 for the Badgers.
Yeah, that's been the case today. With, you know, with that carry, Cade goes over Tanner as the leading rusher, but it's been tough sledding on the ground for Wisconsin today. Prior to that carry, we're at 14 carries for 34 yards in comparison to Northwestern, who has over 120.
Jackson Aker in there for Iacobelli now. Third and 1, Wisconsin at its 32-yard line. Will Pauling, slot to the right. Mordecai will give it to Aker, and he will get the first down. Blasting into the line goes Jackson Aker across the 35 to about the 36. First down for the Badgers.
Yeah, Northwestern brings in a whole new slew of defensive linemen, and at this point, Northwestern is more than happy with just sitting back and letting Wisconsin churn the clock.
About a minute and a half gone by in the fourth quarter. Mordecai fakes the handoff to Aker, drops the throw under pressure, steps up, he'll run it, and he'll squeeze a couple of yards out of it. It looked like it was going to be a negative play, but Mordecai scrambles for 2 to the 38, where it's second down and 8.
Yeah, just nobody open, and Tanner is holding the football at Wisconsin's O-line. A little bit of a little bit late. Riley Malman, right tackle, did a good job of letting go. Thinking he was going to get called for holding, letting go. Tanner goes and picks up a couple.
Carmine Bastone, Richie Haggerty over there defensively on second and 8. Badgers at their 38-yard line. Mordecai gets the snap. Little shovel pass. Aker across the 40, cutting right. Aker wrestled down by Bryce Gallagher at the near the 45-yard line. So it'll be a third and short for Wisconsin. They'll mark at the 34, so make it third down and 2. Aiden Rucci checking in. Now Northwestern could sub if it chooses to, as the center judge steps in front of the quarterback, Tanner Mordecai. The Cat stand pat. Third down and 2. Badgers at their 44. Mordecai will hand it to Jackson Aker. Drive into the line to gain and is thrown back, but progress should get him the first down. And Bastone in there for Northwestern. First hit for Michael Kilbane. It will be a first down for the Badgers at their 46. About 3 minutes gone by in the fourth quarter, 24-3, Northwestern leading Wisconsin. All the points today coming in the first half. Two receivers left, Bell slot left, Pauling slot right. Mordecai drops the throw, plenty of time. Throws to the left, that is caught by Bell inside the 45 of Northwestern, taken down near the 41-yard line. Xander Mueller over there, they'll mark at the 42 and another first down for Wisconsin.
You get a couple of first downs running the football and you get into a little bit of a rhythm, good protection. Northwestern, again, rotating through their D-line and you want to wear down a little bit. Good pass protection and you've had some good completions.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Iacomelli in there at running back. Mordecai will give it to him. Cade off the left side, tries to turn it back up. Outside the numbers, inside the 40-yard line, down to about the 36. Actually, they'll back it up a little bit, mark it closer to the 37-yard line. Still a gain of five, second down coming up.
Yeah, I like Cade there. He continued to press and press and let Joe Huber ride his guy out and then cut back inside. Nice little five-yard pickup.
Pauling slot left, Bell slot right on second and five at the Northwestern 35-yard line. Mordecai looking to throw. Nope, he's going to pull it down and run. Weaving inside the 35, inside the 30, fumble the football, and Garnett Hollis will pounce for Northwestern. It has been that kind of day, and it has been that kind of season for the Wisconsin Badgers. And we will take a break. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 10:43 remaining, Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. Badgers turn it over with 10 minutes and 43 seconds remaining. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. You know, going into this week, Tausch, in the Big Ten West, Wisconsin had the best points per game total in the division at 23.6. The Iowa Hawkeyes, which right now leads Rutgers 12-0 in the fourth quarter.
That's a
wrap. Yeah, it should be plenty. And they're in line to win the West. Yeah. Iowa entered the weekend out of 133 FBS schools, 121st.
Well, that's higher than
points per game. Yeah. 18.4 points per game, but their defense is terrific. Their special teams off the charts. And they made no apologies for winning 12-0, 10-7, 4-2.
Yeah,
whatever, they're winning.
And they shouldn't. We've seen Tanner Mordecai on that quarterback draw two or three different times. A designed play, and obviously that right thumb Nice job by Northwestern punching at that football, and that's why Northwestern's got it.
On first down, the handoff to Cam Porter, and C.J. Getz is in there to greet him, rudely so, right at the line of scrimmage. And the coaches have been so complimentary of C.J. Getz, and he has certainly earned those compliments. A sixth-year senior, all the changes that have gone on with his program, and he just keeps plugging away.
Yeah, he had, a really nice game last week with 12 tackles. The defense has played much better in the second half and continuing to find a way to get off the field.
From the 29 of Northwestern, second down and 10, Bryce Kurtz in motion left to right, Cam Porter the running back. And Bryant takes the snap. He'll hand it to Porter again across the 30-yard line, met by Jordan Turner, trying to pry the ball loose, can't do it. Porter up to about the 32-yard line. And it'll be a third down and 7. Talk about Ben Bryant today, the quarterback. Last year at Cincinnati, he had 11 starts. He put together a good year, more than 2,700 passing yards, including a 4-touchdown game against Indiana, where he threw for 354. A couple of years at Cincinnati in between, 2021 was at Eastern Michigan. So the well-traveled Ben Bryant having quite a day at quarterback for Northwestern, especially that in the first half when they really took control. Bryant looks the throw, pass deflected, and it will be incomplete, intended for Henning. Coverage from Jason Maitre. So it's 4th and 7 for the Northwestern 32-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know if that ball got deflected a little bit at the line of scrimmage, but
I think it did.
It did get tipped up, and you at this point you need a lot. You need that tip pass. You need some breaks to go your way. But defensively, we couldn't believe how efficient Northwestern was in the first half on third down. Second half, I think they've only converted one.
Hunter Renner on to punt. And it will sail over the head of Vinny Anthony. Checks up inside the 25. Now it's scooped up by Wohler, who will get covered up at the 25-yard line in Wisconsin territory. And we will take another timeout. Today's Celebrate Agriculture game is brought to you by Case IH, Compeer Financial, Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Gaia, and Wisconsin Corn. 9:04 remaining. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Established in 1962, Cardinal's focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
At Amery Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amery Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmeryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amery Chevrolet, where we treat people like people. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you yeah. used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
9:04 remaining at Camp Randall Stadium, Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. Time to spotlight today's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. And what's been a long day for the Badgers, you've got to give it up to Tanner Mordecai. 20-29 through the air, 185 yards, just to get back on the field after breaking his hand against Iowa, missing the last 3.5 games. Little props to the sixth-year senior.
Yeah, you just listen to his teammates and his coaches talk about what he means and how he prepares and how tough he is. And that it's an image from this season, even though it's been a disappointing season, that I won't forget when he had to basically be drug off the field because he could not squeeze the football. He's fought his tail off to get back out here, and he's given everything he's got today. It's unfortunately, it's just not going to be enough.
On first down, Mordecai looking to throw. Short pass caught by Will Pauling, and Sandy Mueller is right there. They don't miss tackles. Those linebackers make the play. Gain of two.
Yeah, that's been Wisconsin, to their credit defensively, obviously been much better in the second half, but Northwestern has kept things in front of them, and they've wrapped up and gotten people on the ground.
Mueller had 19 stops last week against Iowa. Flags are down as Mordecai throwing, and it pops in and out of the hands of Bryson Green. Theron Johnson there in the coverage. He helped break it up. Penalty marker down.
Offside. Defense. Number 52. Lined up in the neutral zone. 5 yard penalty. Remain second down.
Richie Haggerty. Another offsides call against Northwestern. Fourth penalty of the day against the Wildcats. It'll be a second down and three for the Badgers at their 31-yard line.
Well, that was another case. I mean, it's a tough catch, no doubt, but another play that Wisconsin unfortunately couldn't make.
Snap to Mordecai. Northwestern rushing four. Tanner lets it go. Caught by Bryson Green, and he is slammed down. Wow. Theron Johnson and Bryce Gallagher. A violent collision with Bryson Green, who is going to be limping off.
Ooh. Yeah, and listen, it's easy for us to sit up here and say, why didn't you catch that ball? You just saw these guys take a lot of hits when they do it. That was a physical Northwestern attack afterwards.
Ball at the 39 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Three receivers left, one to the right. Mordecai again looks to throw. Northwestern will rush three. One pump, Mordecai drops it off, caught right side. Jackson Aker across the 45. Mueller there to bring him down at the 48-yard line, a gain of nine.
That nice protection, three-man rush, and Riley Malman finished his guy, allowed Tanner to kind of step up, and Northwestern's real content. They're keeping everything in front of them and just making tackles.
Yep, trade yards for time. Here's Mordecai, a short throw that is caught by Will Pauling, and he is stopped by Bryce Gallagher at the 47-yard line of Northwestern. A first down for the Badgers. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 24-3 Northwestern.
Yeah, you see Will Pauling every week is continuing to get better and better. You know, making the catches, he's doing, finding those little holes in the zone.
First down, Mordecai again, a short pass caught by Skyler Bell, and he gets spun to the turf at the 44-yard line. Jaheim Joseph out of the secondary on the tackle, gain of three, second and seven. Tanner gets him right back to the line of scrimmage. Bell slot left, Pauling slot right, Aker the running back. Tanner again looks to the throw, three-man rush. Mordecai sidesteps left, throws left, flag down. Pass caught by Vinny Anthony inside the 35-yard line. Penalty marker.
Yeah, they're going to get jacked for a home.
Yep.
Holding. Offense. Number 79. 10-yard penalty from the previous line of scrimmage. Second down.
I mean, just feel for the guy here. I mean, you know, knowing the family as long as we have, his father Todd playing here. Jack's good. I mean, it's been a tough day for him. But it's the kind of guy NFL folks will like, among other things, you know, the natural ability and the work ethic. This guy was just having a tough day right now, though.
Yeah, I love how he bounced back after the Washington State game. We gave up a couple. And a tough when you get in this position when you're down 21 and you're passing every play, it gets tough.
Mordecai on second and long, looking, throwing, broken up, incomplete, intended for C.J. Williams. Airtight coverage from Theron Johnson, the junior corner out of Indianapolis.
This is what happens, and I'm you know, talking to Luke a little bit. Everything is just really difficult right now. You don't have the big plays, and so everything's underneath, and everything is so contested. I don't think Northwestern feels a ton of urgency, and they're going to get beat deep on anything. So they're even with a lead, they're able to play that contested on these throws.
Third down and 17 for the Badgers at their 46-yard line. As Mordecai drops the throw again, looking, winds up, throws it deep down the middle, and it is incomplete. Near the 5-yard line, intended for Will Pauling. Rod Hurd on the coverage, and it's now 4th and 17, and the Badgers will be forced to punt. Well, we are witnessing here in the booth rock bottom here, but let's be honest, this offense has not been good for going on 4 years. You go back to 2019, Jonathan Taylor's last season. They were a team that could score in the mid-30s, went to the Rose Bowl. Since then, it has struggled mightily and then some today as Bertram's with the punt. And a fair catch, a little muff there. See if they cover it up. They do inside the 20-yard line. As A.J. Henning made that a little more difficult than need be. And we'll take one more break. 6 minutes and 28 seconds remaining. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field at Camp Randall Stadium for the final time this season. Celebrate Senior Day with Wisconsin football on November 18th by securing your tickets today. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Six minutes, 28 seconds remaining at Camp Randall Stadium. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. That was your halftime score. And Badgers had a promising possession in the third quarter, first possession, and lost, turned it over on downs deep in Northwestern territory. And the frustrations from there have continued to mount. In the meantime, Bryson Green has been put on a cart and taken into the Wisconsin locker room area. So that goes from bad to worse.
Yeah, you've had, I think, coming out of the half, and you understand that when you're behind and you play as poorly as you did, there's going to be a lot of emotion. Love the way the defense came out, got the football, the special teams. And Wisconsin's offense moves the football a little bit and unable to score, unable to get anything going. And you just felt like if you could have just gotten some points, who knows? I'm not saying they were going to come back and win this football game, but this game is so much about emotion and about momentum, and today Wisconsin never able to capture any of that. And Northwestern, to their credit, continue to figure out ways to limit what Wisconsin could do. And Wisconsin, as limited as they are, it's just so tough. You were just mentioning offensively. This isn't like this just came up and, oh, boy, the offense is really struggling. It's been like this for a while because everything is so difficult. Yeah. You don't have JT was a game wrecker. People had to be alert for him because every time he touched the football, home runs could happen. We haven't had that.
No.
That's been something we're lacking, and it makes you play defense a lot more confidently, and when offensively, it makes it that much tougher because nothing is going to come easy. You have to earn every yard you get, and that is a tough thing to do in college football.
Wildcats will take over at their 18-yard line with 6 minutes and 28 seconds remaining. Defensively, it's amazing how things turn. You go back to the COVID year of 2020 when Wisconsin opened with that electrifying night against Illinois, went into Ann Arbor and boat raced Michigan. And, you know, there were COVID pauses, you know, in between those games, and there was more to come. But you're thinking, you know, through it all, Wisconsin was a program kind of on the rise, and Michigan was derailing. And then after that game, it was all the Badgers could do to score 10 points.
Yeah.
And that's been the hole they've been trying to climb out of ever since. And a long way to go to climb out of it. From the 22 of Northwestern, play clock winding down. And
late game. Offense. Number 2. 5-yard penalty. Remains second down.
So it will be second and 11 now for Northwestern. Back at its 17-yard line. But just how everything has turned, and I think the bottom line in all of this, with the excitement that so many of us had going into the season, that cold, hard reality is this going to take time for this program to get in the right direction where it is competing for championships. It's the sobering truth. And the handoff goes to Porter, and he gets labeled by Ricardo Hallman. Tosh, I've thought with a lot of some of the news events in our state this week, is Craig Counsell going to the Cubs, or in this case, the Badger football team struggling. One of the hardest things for a sports fan is to hear the truth.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because sometimes the truth stinks. And this is a Wisconsin program that everybody now knows has a lot of work to do to get back to the level that the fan base has come to expect.
Yeah, and I think coming into the season, obviously there's a ton of excitement. You have a new coach, and the new coach has got a ton of expectations. You want to get things flipped as quickly as you can, and unfortunately, it takes time.
There's a toss to A.J. Henning to the left side, gets across the 15-yard line up to about the 18. 4 minutes and 53 seconds remaining, and it'll be a fourth down and about 10 for Northwestern. 24-3, the Wildcats. They'll mark it at the 19 for the record, so make it fourth down and 9. And Luke, in different circumstances to be sure, Luke Fickell's first year at Cincinnati, they went 4-8, and then everything turned. It's not a comparison he really draws on much. He's been asked about it multiple times, but I guess the point is he's been through something similar before. Punt is away, and steering clear is Vinny Anthony. Now lets it hit inside the 35. Stay away from it, Vinny. Got dangerously close. It rolls to a stop at the 30-yard line, and the Badgers will take over there with 4:08 remaining. Next week's game against Nebraska will kick off at 6:30. 4:30 will be our network coverage. The Huskers losing today in Lincoln to Maryland, 13-10. So finally a win for the Terps.
No flex, right? There's no flexing.
Not flexing. I think our NBC folks will. I think they're holding true to 6:30.
Yeah, and you know when you're struggling offensively like Wisconsin is, you need to have those big plays. And when you beat Rutgers, and what I think has been the best performance of the season, you were able to get some of the plays on defense and special teams. None of that today. Northwestern's just been a much better football team.
Mordecai with a short completion to Skyler Bell to the 33-yard line. Second and 7 for Wisconsin. Bell slot right, Pauling slot left. Quincy Burroughs out there for the Badgers. Wide to the left. Mordecai, here's a delay handoff. It's to Iacomelli across the 35, and Cade stopped just maybe right at the line to gain. He needed the 40. We'll see where they mark it. And just short of it. So third down and a foot at the most with 3:25 remaining. Two receivers left, two receivers right. The guy again to throw. Four-man rush. Tanner scans, throws over the middle, caught by Pauling. First down across the 45-yard line. Jaheim Joseph on the tackle at the 48 of Wisconsin with 3:08 to play.
Yeah, even that, I mean, great, really good protection all kinds of time, but three guys right there. Tanner had to fit that in a tight little spot, and Will, another nice, tough catch.
Three receivers right, one on the left for the 48-yard line of Wisconsin. First and 10. Mordecai back to throw. Again, a short pass. Bell is there. Across midfield is driven back. And into Northwestern territory is Robert Fitzgerald out of the secondary. Gets there. And they'll mark at the 48-yard line of Northwestern. Gain of 4. Second down and 6 with 2.5 minutes to play. 24-3, Northwestern leading. Three receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai again to throw. Again, a short pass. Bell is there and gets belted by Fitzgerald at the 45-yard line of Northwestern. Third down and 3. Mordecai getting his throws in today. 29 out of 40 for 228 yards. Three receivers right, Quincy Burroughs out to the left. Mordecai again on the draw. Here's Iacomelli across the 40-yard line, fighting inside the 35, and that's a good hard run from Cade Iacomelli. Aiden Hubbard, who was shaken up earlier in this half, is there to make the stop. First down for the Badgers with a minute 55 remaining.
I like that. A long delay, and it lets your offensive lineman get up onto the linebackers at their spot, and Kay did a fantastic job of finishing that run really hard.
On first and 10, Mordecai again, delay handoff. Iacomelli to the 30. Iacomelli cut down by Rod Hurd At the 27-yard line of Northwestern, gain of 5. Minute 30 remaining. Camelli will come out. Jackson Aker is in. Okay, trying to make the most of the opportunity here these last couple of weeks. Three receivers right, one on the left from the 27 of Northwestern. Mordecai looks the throw over the middle, incomplete. Went behind Skylar Bell, Hurd, and Mueller. The coverage, dangerous pass.
I think Tanner saw that late because Northwestern's linebacker jumped that route and it would have been trouble. And I think Tanner intentionally threw that back down onto the ground because he read it. That was Northwestern having a pretty good idea of what Wisconsin was doing.
A minute 10 remaining, 24-3 Northwestern, third down. The Wildcats 27-yard line and 5 to go. Mordecai throwing, that is caught by C.J. Williams. And the young man out of L.A. takes it down to the 16-yard line. First down, Wisconsin. As this trip to the red zone is brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. Final minute here in Madison. First and 10 for the Badgers at the Northwestern 16-yard line. And a timeout taken by the Wildcats. That'll be their second charge timeout. We'll keep it here with 50 seconds to play. 24-3. Northwestern.
Yeah, Northwestern now obviously just kind of giving things up, staying back and allowing Wisconsin to get down here. And that this has been maybe the second best drive of the day at the end of the game. So you don't think it's a big deal, but at this point when you're struggling the way that Wisconsin is on offense, you want to just get something positive in your head. And nobody's going to feel good. I feel very confident about that in the locker room post-game stuff. But you're going to feel a little bit better if you can at least go down here and get some points before this game ends.
Two games left for Wisconsin. Talked about Nebraska next week. And then they'll close at Minnesota. The Gophers are losing to Purdue in a big way, 42-23. They're getting late in West Lafayette. Mordecai back to throw. Tanner looking, still scans, floats off to his left, chased by Hubbard, and Mordecai will throw it up and away, incomplete, into the first row of the south end zone section. And it's second down from the Northwestern 16-yard line with 40 seconds to play.
Yeah, I don't think the plan today coming in was going to be, you know, Tanner's been out with the thumb and ask him 43 throws. I don't think that was that was definitely not going to be the formula for a successful day for Wisconsin, and that's kind of how this has played out.
And today the Badgers got up against it early. What a field goal to open up the scoring. All Northwestern after that is Mordecai looking to throw over the middle. That is caught inside the 5-yard line and down to the 3 goes Will, or maybe the 2-yard line goes Will Poling. And it'll be a first and goal, Wisconsin. They'll place it at the 3-yard line of the Wildcats with 30 seconds remaining. Girls wide left, Pauling, Bell, and Williams to the right. Mordecai looking to throw. Stands at the 10. Flush to his right, throws in zone, batted down, intended for Skylar Bell. Jaheim Joseph knocked it down, second and goal with 15 seconds to play.
Yeah, not a lot of room there. Tanner did a good job of rolling out of the pocket and trying to give his wideouts a little bit more time on a scramble drill to get open. But Northwestern plastered. I did not see very much open space there for any of the receivers in red.
We go three receivers right, one on the left again. Jackson Aker, the running back, second and goal at the 3. Mordecai will hand it to Aker over the left side into the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Jackson Aker. From 3 yards away, gets in for the first time this season. We have 11 seconds left, and the Badgers finally get into the end zone.
Good push there. Bortolini, Huber, Nelson. And you wanted something good to happen before this game ended. Jackson Aker getting into the end zone, just keeping his pads down, riding behind that offensive line. Not anything great, but we'll take it. We're excited that we're actually be able to get into the end zone before the day ended.
A little bit of pride right there as the extra point from Vakos is good. So it's 24-10 Northwestern with 11 seconds remaining. Let's check out the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 13 plays, 70 yards, took 3 minutes and 57 seconds. ...24-10 your score. Meanwhile, Iowa now has put 22 on the board.
What?
It's Rutgers, how about that? 22-0. And Purdue has scored again. Boilermakers lead Minnesota 49-23. Earlier today, Michigan remains undefeated with a 24-15 against Penn State. So this truly is the Big Two. Again.
Yeah, and it's funny that you brought that up, because I recall when we were doing that COVID game, we were doing it on the, I think it was virtual.
Yeah, it was.
And I just remember thinking, how sweet is this? The Big Two is no longer, we've had beaten Michigan a few times. And really, since that day, it has been anything but. It's been Michigan, Ohio State, and Wisconsin has not elevated itself. I think that would be the nicest way to put that into that conversation. And now, as things are expanding and going to get more and more difficult, we got a long way to go.
Kickoff goes into the end zone. Northwestern just let it fly. They were anticipating an onside kick. Yeah, this is it's about recruiting now, about player development, hitting the portal if need be once again. Still two games left and still trying to be bowl eligible.
Yeah, and especially when you're talking about young players and development, you know, the bowl games are always a nice reward for people, but really the key part of that, for what teams will tell you, getting some practice time with those other players. And the task of getting bowl eligible is getting more and more daunting after what we saw today.
They take a knee, and this one is over here at Camp Randall Stadium. Tosh, we were talking about this, you know, before the game today. I don't know if he will win Coach of the Year in the Big Ten, but David Braun darn well better be in the conversation while he's dealing with this Northwestern
program.
Could,
I was impressed watching him this week and understanding the circumstances of how he has this job and what this team has went through and what they did today. I'm surprised that the way the score ended, that they scored as much as they did. Not surprised at all that they were going to be tough, physical, and played hard, because that's what they've shown on film all year. And that coach, I would be shocked if I'm an administrator at Northwestern to think somebody's going to come in and do a better job than what he's done.
Yeah, he has just turned in some terrific work, and now the Wildcats are one win away from bowl eligibility, matching 5-5 records now, Wisconsin and Northwestern. Our final score this afternoon, Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 10. We're back with a postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the Children's Hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
Back at Camp Randall Stadium, where Northwestern defeats Wisconsin today 24-10. As the Wildcats took control after Wisconsin on the first possession of the day went 57 yards, leading to a Nathaniel Vakos field goal. And that was it until the last minute for Wisconsin. Northwestern had an answer and then answered again and again as Ben Bryant with two touchdown passes, a touchdown run. They got the lead for good with about 4 minutes left of the first quarter on a 23-yard pass to A.J. Henning. They led 24-3 at the half, and that's the way it was until the final few seconds. So you could say it really wasn't as close as the score indicated, 24-10 on a day, quite frankly, we talked about it, Tausch. This is where you hope. This is rock bottom.
You hope. I don't know. I think you're just looking at how this team is going and progressing. And offensively, I think you've had injuries, and it's not an excuse. Obviously, Braylon Allen's a huge part of what this team is. And he gave it a shot today. Had three carries, was unable to get going, only 3 yards. And then you put a lot on Tanner Mordecai, who I thought was okay today. 69% completion, everything else. But it's just everything is just too difficult. There's nothing that comes easy. You don't really have offensively, what are we really good at? Those are all the questions that you really haven't gotten an answer to. And as long as you don't have those answers, it's really difficult to have any type of consistency to put points up on the board. And today, very fortunate to get double digits, because outside of that first drive in the ball game, it was tough sledding. And Northwestern, again, I give them a ton of credit. They were a more physical team. They were better today, and they executed what their plan was at a much higher level than what we did.
Yeah, it came out with tremendous energy, and now they sit here 5-5. Likewise for the Wisconsin Badgers, and they have a key point in there, Tausch, well, a number of them actually, but the one that really sticks out to me is that you're in the 10th game, and you still don't know what you can really hang your hat on and do well, and that's been the case going back to the midpoint of the COVID year. It's just, they've had so much trouble. Braylon Allen, when he was healthy, could give them that big play capability. But in the first 2 years for him here, this time of year, he was kind of running out of gas. They relied on him so much, he was getting banged up. And as we said during the broadcast, Wisconsin's offense has not been good for the last four seasons. And this is trending to be the lowest of that points per game, unless they can flip it over the last two games. But it's probably good for all of us to remind ourselves that the issues we are seeing this year are not new.
They're not new, and I think, I'm all about having high expectations and shooting for championships and everything else, but there's a process you go through to get there, and we're unfortunately in that tough part of that process. So now, again, you still have 2 weeks left. You want to start seeing some things, and who your guys are moving forward with you. I think Will Pauling has been somebody today, 10 catches for 96 yards. He's somebody that we've seen grow and I think get a lot better as this season's going on. But I think back to the Purdue game with the big drum and how much fun that game was. Mm-hmm. And losing Chez, I think, really has hurt this football team because he gave you something a little bit different, especially with the new offense. And I don't think we've quite found that. And since then, outside of the fourth quarter in the Illinois game, everything has just been so choppy. You haven't seen anything that you can hang your hat on. And that's the tough part of this business when you're trying to piece things together as a season's unfolding. How can you get better? How can you do it when you've had the injuries that we've had? And unfortunately, we have not found those answers yet.
Northwestern wins it today, 24-10. Our postgame show continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin. 715-268-7188.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Our postgame coverage continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers as Northwestern takes down Wisconsin here this afternoon, 24-10. Tosh, we're all trying to make some sense out of what we've been seeing here. I talking during the break. And for me, I kind of go back to that, to the Iowa game where the air started to come out of this program. They had, they had won at Purdue, looked pretty good doing it against the Boilermakers, came back to, after a bye week and beat Rutgers. They had the pick six from Ricardo Hallman, and it looked like they had things straightened out after that early season loss to Washington State. Iowa comes in here mid-October. The Badgers are 4-1. and they score 6 points against a really good defense. Yeah, but that was one of those where you're wondering what are they hanging their hat on here, and it was, and then Tanner Mordecai gets hurt in that game, and then what was left, maybe they may have emptied it against Ohio State, because these last 2 weeks it's just been very, very poor showings, and they have paid the price for it.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, you're able to fight through and win some games, and you're 4-1. Everybody's buzzing. The excitement level in the building was great. And you knew Iowa was going to be a tough game, but you also knew that your defense is pretty good and their offense isn't very good. So you could, you know, the air raid was going to showcase itself enough, even though it's not a finely tuned process. You thought you'd be able to outscore Iowa, and you didn't. I think that's when you start getting that doubt. Is what are we, where are we, what are we doing, how can we get this thing done? You had some injuries that came up, obviously Tanner getting hurt, and things have kind of spiraled at that point. So you give credit where credit is due today. Northwestern was just better than Wisconsin, and I think that's going to, for as much as that's going to sting some Badger fans, that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, as we were saying, the hardest thing to hear is the truth, and Northwestern in every aspect was better than Wisconsin today.
And the thing for me, just watching, what bothered me was the first half, the physicality. And
yes,
it wasn't, I'm never going to call into question effort or anything like that, because I know that these, our Badgers are playing hard. But there's an energy, you can tell there's a difference. And you saw what this defense did in the third and fourth quarter. I thought they did some good stuff, holding the point, doing the physical things, the ugly, dirty things that need to be done when you're playing in there. We didn't do that in the first half. There's a disconnect there. So why is it? We saw it last week where the first quarter, and we talked to Tressel, and it was like, well, you know, we need to start this. We need to get it going faster. And Northwestern did that today, and you just felt it up here with some of the hitting and all the missed tackles. That's week one stuff. Mm-hmm. That's stuff that we're not doing. That's not week 9, week 10, and that's the disheartening part for me. I just want to see this team win and be successful, and when they're not, you understand you're going to get beat. This is a really tough razor's edge competition standpoint, but you don't want to see teams out hit and be out more physical than what we are, and that's what we saw today, unfortunately, and I hate to say it, but that is what I saw.
Yeah, you can't argue with any of that. We are obligated to tell you that it's time for today's Red Zone Recap from Case IH. While our fields
should be quick.
Yeah, while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. For the record, Wisconsin 2 out of 3 today, the early field goal and then the late touchdown. So there's that. So that, we fulfill our obligations with our great partner, the good folks at Case IH. So 2 for 3 in the red zone today, Tausch. And with that, we will tell you that the Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you, oddly enough, by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. Our postgame reports brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Back with more in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money." More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products.